from the world's first officially recognized sim racing group. It's the Tora Radio Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a sweltering edition of the Tora Radio Show. We hope you haven't, your radio or computer device has not melted in this biblical heat that we seem to be suffering on both sides of the ponds at the moment. Sigh. I'm melting Matt Hunter in Galumpton.
I'm
Shea Tora Cottage. Across the Atlantic, we have Mr. Ben Williams.
Hello, I'm schmelting as we speak.
Dear God.
And somewhere in the mid-Atlantic on a volcanic plateau, imagine.
Edging, are there any creeping his way, creeping in the middle his way, of the Atlantic?
Creeping his way closer and closer.
I mean,
to
I
the
find
United
a dream
States, finger, one fingernail at a time. American in training, Mr. Jordan Groves.
Hello, everybody. How many shows is it going to take for me to actually reach America? Because I swear I've been crossing the Atlantic for the last 4 months.
You should get there probably sometime around 2022.
Okay, cool. Right, well, tune in a couple of years.
Actually,
viewers.
No. 2024. I don't think you 20... would be here until...
Oh, no. Okay, yeah, fair enough. and I know what you're referring to.
There'll be a knock on your door, Ben, and you'll be like, who are you again? Oh yeah, you're that
just
idiot.
Got a beard.
You're that idiot we had on the show 2 years ago.
Mm. How did you have phone signal there? Yeah. Anyway,
Lordy,
welcome to the Toro Radio Show. Yeah. We do occasionally talk about some racing news.
That's 3 minutes in.
Yep. Not our record, but
we're getting,
still,
no, we're getting
yep,
better.
Pretty good.
Getting better. Yep. oh, this heat.
It's because Lewis isn't here.
It is.
Yes, Wayne Lewis.
May the madness continue. Mm-hmm. The show tonight is sponsored by the beverage of your choice. Because goodness knows that's the only way to stay cool. I've been told behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not allowed to say what beverage I'm drinking because one person here fervently disagrees with it.
And I got told a teenage white girl, so...
Yeah. Other beverages are available.
We said beverage and teenage white girl. Which one of
those? I was just covering the basics. Well, we know which one the one he's talking about is now.
The bewildered listener, however.
Anyway, welcome to the Tora Radio Show, where we occasionally talk.
Produce cogent sentences. At this rate,
this so Forza, do we have Forza news this month?
I believe there actually has been. This is the terrible thing. I'm a terrible fan. I put my hands up and say I'm a terrible fan. I have not been paying attention to Forza Motorsport news of late, because Forza Motorsport news, there has hardly been any of it. And Forza Horizon 4, I will openly admit, I have not played for a good few months. I got Xbox Game Pass, so I've actually been broadening my horizons with other things.
You've been playing other games?
I have, behind your back.
I thought what we had was special.
Anyway, so the main thing about Forza Motorsport 7 this month was that they continue to develop the Forza race regulation stuff. They've added collision penalties into the game, which I haven't had too many issues with them. Sometimes they don't make sense, sometimes they make sense. It's pretty much like the track cutting penalties, where it's like sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't make sense. But it's an AI in a video game. No one has ever got it right, 100%. So there's that.
It's a very human thing, judging things like that. And
yes,
humans make mistakes, compute, and can also err on the side of experience, whereas computer program really kind of can't do that. Mm-hmm. You would need to build a separate AI just for the stewarding, and I don't think that's really cards.
No. I suspect, though, we probably are coming to the end of Forza Motorsport news in general, just because they're going to be focusing on Forza Motorsports 8, or whatever they're going to call this thing, pretty much from now on. Mm. I do believe there is an update coming this month, but after this month, I'm not certain.
Fingers crossed for an updated modern-day IMSA pack.
Sadly, yeah. They've already said that they won't be adding any more cars or tracks or any fresh content.
Oh, yeah. I just scrolled down a little bit. August will officially be the final update for Forza Motorsport 7. Where they're going to be adding in race to qualifications based on accumulated penalty times in the next update. So, there we go. I will say, as I've said many times in this show, is that Forza 7 is basically unrecognizable from what it was whenever it shipped.
Yeah.
And when we first got our hands on it, they've changed the UI. They've changed, well, this whole FRR thing came in. The just game just looks completely different from the way it was. There's no more loot crates.
Yeah.
Air quotes around that. but yeah. Moving on to Forza Horizon 4, which doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon, they got a special expansion.
Wow.
Top Gear has come to Horizon 4. Which,
yay!
As you can expect, included some insane things. First of all, you get a new... what do you call these? Horizon stories?
Yeah.
You do Horizon story with... the Top Gear presenter Chris Harris and the Stig doing various accessory things with vehicles, including driving around quote unquote Chris Harris's actual M1, and you're not supposed to damage it, which I'm sure if you don't like Chris Harris, you promptly crash the car. There's also a couple of different vehicles that got added. First of all, and most notably, we get the Tractor, which is a tractor with a LS engine in it, which is...
Which annoyingly isn't as bonkers as I hoped it was going to be, but nevertheless, it's still pretty fun.
I mean, you have, I'm going to say 35s? 35-inch tall tires? Something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, you also get a crazy version of the Mercedes C or G63 6x6 sport utility truck, which I still need to unlock that. But
that actually featured on Top Gear when it was still Clarkson, Hammond, and Meigs. I'm pretty certain it was Hammond that drove that when he was out in Abu Dhabi in the Middle East, driving random things. It's very
that
cool.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah,
it is very cool.
I very much like it.
I still need to unlock that and do crazy things with it. And we did receive one more car, which is the Top Gear Project EAT, which is a Mercedes wagon. Or what do you guys call them on your side of the pond?
Estate.
Estate, thank you.
Technically, that's a shooting brake.
What? Even I'm like, what? A shooting brake?
Yeah, I'm not going to explain it.
Anyway, it's diesel-powered Mercedes estate car, which they modified for the magazine to go bear hunting, I think is what it was.
Something like that. That is out of the magazine, actually, rather than the TV show.
Did I not say that? I meant to say that.
Did you?
I think I meant to say that.
Oh, we didn't say it.
Anyway.
So I said it for you.
Anyway.
I'm just here for filler nowadays.
Okay. Oh, I see shooting brakes. Sorry, I've just Googled it. Anyway.
There's, of course, a couple of different clothes things, including the Stig's racing suit that I added in as well, and other updates to the game, which I don't think really weren't mentioning. It's class-based rivals, auction house changes, Horizon Life timeline. If you want information, just check Forza's site about this, basically. And that's kind of it for Forza news.
But it's a pretty nice update, anyway. It's a little one, but it's nice.
Yep.
It's nice to see Top Gear and Forza still carrying on together, despite the lineup changes.
Yeah.
Three.
Which, I'm sure that caused an awkward conversation in the office, because remember they did this whole Grand Tour thing on Horizon... Was it Horizon?
Oh, yeah, they did.
A little Grand Tour
on
thing?
Three, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so who's gonna who do Turn 10 get to keep in the divorce? Basically.
In other news,
that's a really awkward sitcom.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
In other news, the FIA European Trucking Racing game.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. Developed by Racing. this is.
Sorry.
It's developed by Racing.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is Racing.
Racing. Yeah, Racing.
yes, it's linked in with Kylo Ren thing engine, Big Ben Interactive.
Oh, okay.
They have multiple names who have done the WRC games, the TT games, and V Rally 4. But we won't talk about that because it's rubbish. V Rally 3 was better. Actually, no, V Rally 2 was better. Anyway. Visually, I've played this very briefly over the weekend, and I had a spare few minutes between other games because I've broadened my horizons, as I mentioned earlier.
Traitor.
Shut up. Says he who's on iRacing all the time now.
Shut up.
And do you know what? Actually, for a very niche game, for a very niche market, I actually quite like it. There's a lot to like. There's some little oddity. I haven't really explored it fully, so I can't really kind of give a full 100% breakdown of it. It is quite interesting. 45 racing trucks from top manufacturers in there. All the circuits from the ETRC are in there, as well as 6 other circuits. This is where it gets interesting. Because you've got circuits like Laguna Seca, Kota, Fuji, Mossport,
which is brilliant.
Which I've barely driven in a like a normal car, let alone a truck. Mm-hmm.
What I want to see now is a truck try to go down the corkscrew of Laguna Seca and just end up on its face. Because they always change.
Matt, you know what to do after this.
Yes. It's... Do you know... I don't really know what I was expecting, because it is so different to driving anything else you would have driven. In a normal person who hasn't got mods for, like, I don't know what game it is. It's either R Factor or
Assetto Corsa has trucks.
Yeah, but it's...
okay. Take it from this direction. Most of our listeners is our tour audience, so they've probably driven the Mercedes racing truck on Forza Motorsport 7.
That's completely not what they were like at all. You know how that when you drive that thing, it's actually still quite responsive. Yes, you can feel the weight, but it still actually generally turns corners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real truck racing, they don't.
Well, excellent.
That's what they do. They do, of course they do. But they
actually feel the weight.
Yes, and
they're a lot more lethargic.
Just the responsiveness and stuff is so different to anything you're likely to have driven before. It's blimey. It's an experience. But there's also things like brake cooling and things like that you have to think about. So you can't just dive on the brakes every corner and expect them all. So the longer you leave the brakes, they start to heat up. The more they heat up, the less they work. So
that's pretty cool.
So you have to cool the brakes every so often to keep the brake temperature down. The cooling reservoir is limited, so you don't get you haven't got unlimited water on board, so you have to think carefully about how many times you're cooling your brakes over the course of a race, because if you run out of water before the end of the race, then you're basically not going to stop. You know,
that's not usually a good thing.
It's very well. It's not a good thing in a car. Can you imagine what it's like in a 7-ton truck?
Well, you won't feel anything, but the people you hit will.
it's
all I see in my head right now is the clip from Top Gear when they ran their trucks into a brick wall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take some time to sort of every so often you pick up a game and you have to like realign your brain to kind of work to manage the handling characteristics of that type of game.
Yes.
In relation to anything else. This is that. This handles like nothing I've ever driven before. It's Yeah, it's just it's really it, I really like it though. There's some really cool things. And what's weird, and I know this is a genuine guy, and I don't think it's I'm pretty certain it's not ours. But one of the main drivers in the ETRC is Jamie Anderson.
What?
Yeah.
That's where he's gone.
He's had a secret career.
Anyway.
Yeah. One of the other guys who drives in the same team I did has the game. They've been sending us like some videos of it. It looks good, but I don't think we'll end up using it at Toro. Just because it's limited to 12 people in a lobby, which is kind of a bummer. And can you do custom paint jobs on the trucks?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's like a NASCAR heat where it's you get to choose one of your favorite drivers, even though us Americans have never heard of these people.
Most of the British people haven't heard of them either.
Well, you've got Jamie Anderson in there.
Do you know what's really, really spooky? I was on YouTube. I was searching on YouTube on Sunday for the British GT Championship.
I'm sorry. The only thing I heard in my head was, I went on the internet today, and I found...
No.
We're up to 4 Top Gear references in this show, for those who are playing along at home.
I'm going to gloss over the one who is normally the sensible one and continue anyway.
Yeah.
So I was on YouTube and I was looking for the British GT Championship from Spa. The live stream was very, very good. Joe Osborne was doing comms and he was very good.
Anyway.
Hello, Joe. I believe you listened to RLM, so hello, Joe. And whilst I was looking for that, I actually did see that the ETRC had been racing at the Nürburgring and the full race was available on YouTube. I was thinking, that's really spooky. I'm going to have to watch like 5 minutes of it just to see if it's as weird as I think it is. And it really is. It's brilliant. Terrifying.
But brilliant.
Brilliant.
That's the best combination.
Yeah. I have to say, for something completely if you want something completely different you've never tried before, and you don't want to spend a lot of money, then get this, because I have to say I think it's worth a shot. I have to say, very pleased. Yeah, ETRC, give it a bash. We should probably talk about MotoGP, actually, because that's the other game I've been playing that isn't Forza. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, we've reached the point of the show where Ben just fears a couple of minutes because we're talking about bikes.
Now, yep, me too.
All I'm going to say is, yet again, I've not played an awful amount. See, I was talking to Lewis about this. I was walking him through all the historic content, of which there is a lot. One of the add-ons for it is pretty much all the major names from the 1992 MotoGP season. So you've got like Wayne Rainey and Kevin Schwantz and all that sort of, all those guys in there, which is really cool. And obviously all their bikes, you can use them in all the modes, time trials, one-off races, etc. The usual MotoGP, Moto2, Moto3 classes, Red Bull rookies, and the much talked about on this show in particular, Moto E class. Now, I actually missed the first real race that took place a couple of weekends ago. So I still have yet to actually see these things in action on a real track. However, I rode the bike at Misano, Seto Gibernau's bike, and I really enjoyed it. It actually made me wish that Formula E was in a proper game, like the new Formula E cars were in a proper game and not a mobile game.
Mobile games.
I know. I know. It took me a few minutes because, of course, it was pretty much one of the first bikes I jumped into, and I'm so used to on the MotoGP games having the very first thing I have to do is reconfigure all the controls, because they're never how I like them. And so I get reconfigure, make sure they're all where I want them. Went out on the track. Hang on a minute, it's not changing gear. And then I remember it's an electric bike and it only has one gear. So that was a bit embarrassing. But you very quickly get up to speed in it. It's a bike that gives you a lot of confidence, and once you get used to the torque of it, as it pulls out of corners, it's absolutely amazing. Sound, well, there isn't much, perhaps unsurprisingly. I think the only downside that I've come across with the MotoV bike so far is that you can only ride them at four circuits.
Well, you can't use them on other tracks in the game.
No.
That's what I hate it when games do that.
I have literally no idea why that's the case.
I mean, you've got the bikes, you've got the tracks. Why not just allow you to use them both?
I have literally no idea why that is, why it is. But
do we know if they're planning on letting them be usable elsewhere?
No,
or...
I don't know. Ugh. Unfortunately, it's a question worth asking.
That's so dumb.
Dear developers of MotoGP, if you're listening to the show, why can't we use Moto E bikes on all the circuits?
It's a bit like with the it's a bit like F1 added Formula 2. It's a bit like saying yeah, but you can only use them on some of the tracks.
Is that
it's
true?
It's also like Heat 3. Well.
Oh god, yeah.
They're going to go another level with the Heat games, where you can only race the trucks at the truck tracks. You can only race the Xfinity cars at the Xfinity tracks. You can only race the Cup cars at the Cup tracks.
Oh god, there's going to be licensing reasons for that, isn't there?
Probably. It is NASCAR after all.
The thing is with Moto E, I'm pretty certain it's all under Dorna.
Yeah, it is. It's all under the same license.
All of the categories are all owned by the same people, so why the hell can't we use them on to other tracks?
Especially as that's one of the main things that people would be interested in getting.
And more to the point, I'm pretty certain that one of the tracks I can't race them at is Jerez, and Jerez was the circuit that they did the official test for that series at.
Yeah, but they are a bit... I mean, Jerez was also the track where they all burned.
Yeah, I was going to say, it did get a little bit burny there, so
maybe that's a bit too soon. That we can understand.
Halt and catch... What's the computer thing? Stop and catch... Halt and catch fire? Something like
that. Stop, something drop, like and that. Roll?
No.
No, that's not it.
It's a command you put into computer.
Wasn't it Project Cars 2? I seem to remember that they had a Ferrari pack.
Yes,
oh, God, the Ferrari test track where you
that was
only
the source
drive
of one
Ferrari
of my rants.
Yeah.
That was so, and they didn't advertise it at all. No. Have they advertised the Moto E thing?
Which is funny,
where
because
you can
I'm...
only race
no.
them.
No, of course not. Just going back to that Project Cars, but because I'm pretty certain the Leipzig, which is the Porsche test circuit, I'm pretty certain you can drive anything on.
Yep. Yes, you can.
Damn you, Ferrari!
Since we're
Ferrari
talking about Project
being
Cars
strange
2,
with licensing,
yeah. Since we're already talking about Project Cars 2, should we talk about the one piece of Project Cars news that we have this week?
Ooh, yes.
Is there a new game coming out? Is it coming on the much maligned Mad Box?
Kinda. So the
well,
big
a Mad Box involved.
The big story, quote unquote big story, is that the head of Slightly Mad, Ian Bell, went on social media and kind of confirmed that Project Cars Revolution, not Project Cars 3, they're calling it Revolution.
But is that actually what it's called?
Yes.
Oh my god. Right, okay.
Yes. will be the next title. Apparently when they featured the Mad Box things, like you could see the words Project Cars Revolution on one of the consoles display, so apparently this has been known, but it's not been confirmed, etc.
That's a bad omen, considering hasn't that whole project been cancelled now?
I don't think so. According to Slightly
knowing
Mad...
Knowing them, they press on regardless.
According to Slightly Mad, two of their major investors pulled out because Google announced their... And I can't think of what it's called.
Oh, yeah, the cloud streaming thing, which is also going to be stupid.
Yeah.
Because the problem is with cloud-based gaming like that, while it all sounds very, very good, it does rather rely on the fact that everybody has, like, fiber optic and top-notch.
Yeah.
Now, I consider myself lucky because I do have...
Zendaya? Something like that. Anyway.
Back in,
basically, Google made... slightly mad, look dumb. So their investors pull it out. So whether or not that still happens, I don't know. As long as Project Cars 2 Revolution, and I think it's, I've said this on the show before, as long as it's not like a exclusive title for that console, they should be fine. If they do that, they be dumb. Sorry.
They cannot make it an exclusive title. If they do, oh my god.
They also did not announce it for platforms it never comes out on, Nintendo. Mm-hmm.
Or announce the release date and then not release it then. Release it about several years too late and then have it still broken.
Well, here's the thing. Bell said that Slightly Mad will release the game, quote, when the studio is ready.
So about the same time when I finally reach America?
Probably. They also said that the game is apparently 200% better than Project Cars 2. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Hang on, what's the yardstick that we're comparing it to? So 200% better than Project Cars 2?
Yes.
Okay. Not exactly the greatest of hurdles. I'll admit I'm quite harsh on Project Cars 2, but let's be honest, if you're not playing it on a PC, it's probably going to suck. And even like, then it's
if I my maths is going to be terrible, but if I lost 2 pounds and said my weight is 200% better than it was last week, I'm still fat and slow. And in this weather, rather sweaty.
That's a brilliant analogy. Wow.
So, to recap, Slightly Mad Studios is doing strange things again. And, frankly, you can barely take them serious anymore.
Does that mean we're going to be summoning the Tudor in the next few months?
Hopefully not. Well, Anyway.
Should we talk about F1?
Moving on to games that people had a slightly better release than Project Cars games. Yes, F1 2019 released last month, didn't it?
I think Farming Simulator 2019 had a better release than Project Cars 2.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I didn't see any complaints. Anyway,
you're not wrong.
F1 2019.
Yes, so it came out. When did it come out? It was a couple of weeks ago now. It was just after the French, just before the French Grand Prix, I think it was.
Something like that.
I
had it on launch day.
Yes, I did. So did I. Very good. We didn't really get a chance to talk about it in the last show because, annoyingly, it had released literally a couple of days or the day of recording, hadn't it?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, we've had a bit of time to play.
I say for us, neither of us have any game time. I'm in the Italian Grand Prix. Where are you?
What? Oh right. Oh no. I was like, what? Are you in the future? Are you in September?
In my campaign.
Now I'll admit, this will probably tie into something I'm going to talk about more in depth in a moment. I haven't really started my career mode yet because one of the little bug issues that were in the game at launch was the AI performance levels had a tendency to be slightly fantastical, as in Williams 1-2s in some of my friends' career modes.
Weirdly enough, I haven't found that.
That's the weird thing, because it's not even like it's not one console or platform. It's like it will occur randomly on some people's career modes and not on others. So I didn't want to take the risk, so I've only just started it, because thankfully they released their performance update pretty quickly. Thank you, Codemasters. Yeah. But anyway, what do we think of F1 2019?
I love it.
Very good, isn't it?
I actually love it more than the real sport.
Well, that's not difficult again, is it?
No, I have to say, because even with F1 2018, I think I made it to Azerbaijan, and then I was like, I'm out. I hate this track. I don't like the sound of the car still.
Oh, I still can't drive. I still can't drive back here, but that's a separate issue.
Yeah, the halo's annoying me. The grip's not great. It doesn't work on curbs. And 2019 is just a completely different animal. I can really muscle the car around. Now I'm in Renault. This is the weird thing. I had Danny Rick as a teammate for the first half of the season. He's been sacked. Because he's being he's being regularly beaten by a fat British
as we were saying just a minute ago, who's slightly sweaty.
Yeah. Though I do know I can get in and out of a single seater, so yeah, there is that.
Well, the sweat helps.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but no, I have to realize I think we did mention in the previous shows just how good the graphics are, and they really are. I love subtle little things like cloud cover. Like if you're on a sunny, relatively sunny circuit, you'll get moments of random cloud cover and stuff that just change the whole ambience of the circuit momentarily before that cloud then moves out of the way and the sun comes back. So it's not like some games where you can rely on using like a shadow
yeah,
a breaking point every single lap for the entirety of the race, you know, because these things will move. Do you know the only thing that's annoyed me so far? The only thing that's annoyed me so far is the glitch in photo mode, whereby if you try to do a slow shutter speed shot, so you know blurry photos, which let's face it, are the essence of motorsport. The screen kind of goes black.
They have fixed that, I believe.
They're fixing.
I think they released an update. Oh, was that not in the
It's one of the 1.05 fixes.
Okay. But at least they are quick to identify the problem and fix it, developers.
Yeah, because the other thing that's happening very soon in that 1.05 update is a bit like they did last year, visual updates to all the cars to account for, although they'll have to do HARs again at some point, I imagine. And just remove the
hashtag better than Red Bull.
Just remove the random Dr. Robotnik lookalike in the background. Of the garage. And for the first time ever, they're doing track updates as well. Visual track updates, apparently.
Because they're also fixing the pit entry for Paul Richard, aren't they?
Oh, they're using the new. They're putting in the new one.
Because that was one of the things that because I completely missed the pit entry on my first drive. I was surprised that they announced like pretty soon after. Oh yeah, we're going to fix that. Oh, okay, cool.
It's like, wow. So basically, you are remodeling the circuit. That's unheard of.
Yeah, bloody brilliant.
Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I have to say, on the whole, very, very, very pleased. I actually want to spend more time in the F2 cars, but I haven't really been able to yet.
They are introducing the 2019 F2 cars, I think in September, did they say?
Yeah, so you'll end up having two seasons worth of F2.
So hopefully they can introduce a way where they can incorporate that into new career modes, where you can do a whole F2 season if you want. Because that would be nice.
Yeah.
That's one of my only gripes. One of my only gripes with the game is that F2 is a little bit of a slapdash kind of thing, which is a shame because they drive bloody brilliantly. They are so much fun when you can get the hang of the fact that you're suddenly not driving a Formula One car anymore, so you can't quite brake where you think you can.
Yeah, I kind of think that next year we'll see GP3. Or F3, whatever.
It would make sense with how they've rebranded it to F3 for this year.
What they should have done is given you the option to do a bit like the Moto, because with MotoGP, you start the career, you start in Red Bull Rookie Cup, and then you work your way through as you would.
Yep.
Now, I know for the interests of people who don't like to do the grind, they would just want to skip straight through. So you could, you could say, well, okay, let's do it. You can do career mode, but you choose what category you start in, potentially.
Well, I mean, you can essentially do that now already, because you can skip the very brief Formula 2, so...
Yeah, but
Yeah, no, neither do I, but for the, like you say, for the people who don't want to, put it in, and then you make everybody happy.
Yeah. But have it there, and allow people to start in. They keep calling it GP3. It's probably not called GP3 anymore, is it?
It's Formula 3.
And
FIA F3, yeah. not to mix it up with the other F3s.
Start in that and work your way through the categories into Formula 1 as you should.
And then imagine how many weird drivers end up on the grid then. Because that's another thing that a lot of people have been absolutely loving about the game is the whole, we alluded to it last month, the whole driver movements.
Yeah.
And some of the driver lineups that I've seen in career modes that you know, like the YouTubers have been updating, uploading rather, have been insane. I saw someone the other day. So in their first season, Valtteri Bottas got fired and went to Williams.
Back to Williams, yeah.
But then the next season, Bottas went to Mercedes to replace Hamilton, who went to, was it Haas, maybe?
Oh, my day. I've got Pierre Gasly and then Haas at the moment. That's weird.
Yeah. Someone's had Kubica go to Mercedes as well. It's insane.
Mine seems to be a bit more sane, because pretty much... So you've got the evil driver, Devon Butler, is in Red Bull. and the driver who was your teammate in Formula 2.
Lucas Faber.
Yeah. He's now my team. He's the one who's replaced Danny Ricciardo.
Oh, right.
So he's my teammate again. But all the other top teams have basically stayed the same.
See, I kind of want it... I don't want my career mode to have, like, Kubica going to Mercedes. I kind of want it to be a little bit tamer. But I also do like how it is seemingly random.
Yeah.
I kind of do like that at the same time, but I just hope it doesn't get old too quickly.
In the end, you're racing the cars. You're not racing the drivers, really.
Yeah.
Apart from the rivals, which is another random one. Anyway, we really have to talk about Formula 1 too long. There's lots of other things to talk about. Ben, what should we talk about next?
Well, if we want to continue on the F1 thread, I'm sure some of our listeners remember when we hosted a leg of McLaren's World's Fastest Gamer competition 2 years ago, where we had a series with the 570S on Forza. Well, that competition is back. World's Fastest Gamer 2, very original title, has returned.
Electric Boogaloo.
has returned this year. They will be doing the same general type of formula. They have already selected 8 of their 10 finalists from, I'm assuming, their drivers from the FRC, from Gran Turismo's sport mode, probably a couple of McLaren Shadow drivers, and there will be 2 wildcard events that you can qualify into the series for on R Factor and a mobile game.
God.
Is it Gear Club? Something like that?
Oh, yeah.
So it's very similar to the last one, except McLaren's not involved this time. Mm. The prize this year is to have a year-long contract with the Aston Martin team from a Swiss Aston Martin team called R Motorsports.
Which is Arden, basically, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's a bloody good team.
Mm. Yeah, so
it's not exactly a back marker.
No, not by any stretch.
Not exactly, no. So similar format, different prize this time. As the last time, the prize for the first season of World Fastest Gamer was a job at McLaren. So still the same thing, but you get a little bit more on track time this way.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's very good. Congratulations to Aston Martin and R Motorsport for getting involved. I know we've obviously been talking with ProDrive for a very long time about this this kind of thing. So very cool to see AMR's involvement in this. And congratulations to everyone behind the scenes involved at World's Fastest Gamer.
Mm-hmm. Door Rally 2?
I need to feel cold. Let's talk about standing on a muddy bank in Wales in November.
Yeah.
That's actually going to make me a lot happier. Come on, Jordan.
Yep.
So, yes, much to the delight of myself and Matt, Dirt Rally 2's latest update brought, I would say introduced, but more like reintroduced, the Welsh Rally into Dirt Rally 2.0. Spoiler alert, it's bloody brilliant. Yes, there's a separate issue of the fact that this game is re-releasing old circuits from Dirt Rally 1, but still charging you for them. But they have revamped it graphically and added all the new features, such as like the rutting on the track and everything like that. Aside from that issue, it's really, really good. Mm. It's I know I'm biased, being a lover of Wales, but it's genuinely, in my opinion, the best rally location on the game. It's such a diverse course, so many diverse courses that you get on there, so many different types of road surface to drive through, and so many objects that you can hit or fall off of. It's bloody brilliant. It's really, really good.
So there you go. If you desperately want to imagine what it's like to throw yourself into a tree in North Wales, look no further. And actually,
it's quite cheap. It's quite cheap, to be fair.
A couple of quid if you've got the season pack, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
I have the season pack, so don't have to worry about it. Okay. And on that note, WRC 8, there's been a few more bits coming out about that lately. I think that's due to come out now in September, which is very good. Looking, some of the stuff that VVV have been putting out there lately is looking very promising indeed. I'm a big fan of the WRC games, so it's going to be nice to sort of get back to some off-roading very soon, I think, just for a bit of a change.
Yeah.
Tour news, of course, if you want to talk to us, let us know about anything that we've said that you disagree with, or just generally want to say, what on earth are you talking about, you strange people? You can get hold of us at the real underscore Tora. One day I'm going to get this right. Like that's going to happen.
So this is the third season or anything.
Yeah, no, at the real underscore Tora. on the Twitter. You can also search for the Online Racing Association on Facebook, or go to our website, www.racetora.com, for more details about anything that you hear this evening. Assetto Corsa Competizione is doing quite well, Jordan. I believe you've actually finally got your hands on it.
Yes, well, I was, as we alluded to last month, I was spent about £1 million buying my gaming PC. So I was able to pick up a set of Corsa, I'm not going to call it Calzone, Competizione in the Steam sales. And it's... Now, listeners, I'm not the biggest GT nut like the other two are. But very enjoyable game, incredible driving physics. If you're a Blancpain GT fan or a GT racing fan in general, it's probably a must buy. Problem is, I'm glad that I got it in the Steam sale, because it's not worth the price that it's being sold for, I would say, because it's almost like the truck racing game. It's a bit niche in the sense that there's not really too much to do. There's the Blancpain races, obviously, and you've got the different types. You've got the sprint races and the endurances. But aside from that, there's not really anywhere else to go. Most of the game you will spend doing practice sessions or test sessions that are basically practice sessions, but they don't have a race with them. It feels a little bit like there should be something more, which is difficult because it's a Blancpain game. So what else can they add?
But you see, that's when that, because back in the day when they did this before, and you had the GTR games, the FIA, the official game of the FIA GT Championship.
They were
back
awesome.
Back in the early 2000s. They were awesome. They were also highly moddable.
Yes.
There's a lot of mods for Assetto Corsa already, so I'd expect that Competizione would be no different eventually.
I'm not sure. See, that's the problem, is that because it's an official license game, I don't know whether they're going to allow modding. Because at the moment, you can't mod Competizione. You just can't. They haven't got the means to do it. Whereas Assetto Corsa, the original, was always kind of moddable. And that's kind of what kept the game... people still play it, like, all the time. It's not had a downswing because the modding community have just kept it continuously fresh. I feel like Assetto Corsa Competizione kind of suffers a little bit because it's called Assetto Corsa. I feel like maybe it would have been better if Kunos had just made it Blancpain, the game, as opposed to Assetto Corsa Competizione, because everybody kind of associates it, rightly or wrongly, with the original Assetto Corsa. And as a result, they might feel a little bit disappointed if they haven't really read up on what they're buying, which, yeah, that's kind of their fault. But, yeah, maybe it would have been better if they just marketed it as Blancpain the game. Still, it is a very good game, and Kunos have done... kudos to Kunos.
Hey.
Really? Oh,
I hate myself. I hate my... Come on. Come on. I had to do it. I hate myself. But yes, they have done an incredible job with the driving physics. I think it's right up there for me with the likes of iRacing in terms of the handling model and the responses you feel. I mean, I haven't got one of these fancy direct drive wheels or anything. I've just got a G920. Yet the responses you get through the wheel are incredible with this game. Like, it's really, really well done in terms of driving. It just feels like it suffers a little bit with that lack of extra content that you could do with the original Assetto Corsa.
See, realistically, again, it's the support races that the SRO own. You know, you think, throw in the GT4 European.
See, that was my major disappointment, is that GT4s weren't in it. I know that GT4, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't really watch Blancpain, but I know the GT4s don't share a track with the GT3s in the series.
It's not multi-class.
British GT.
It's not multi-class, but they are on the package, if you know what I mean. So,
you're right. Yeah, maybe that would have been a good thing, is that if they'd added the GT4s or any other of the support categories, that might have made the game feel a little bit more fleshed out.
Yeah. But on the whole, positive, which is good.
A solid... B plus. We'll go with a B plus.
Could do better.
Yes.
Ben,
Toro News?
Cool down, Hunter. Yes, Toro News.
Okay. Well, first of all, we need to talk about Spa.
it's Radeon, actually.
Oh, why? No. That's a dead meme.
I don't
know.
Please. That's a bit like saying Ericsson hit us. Which everybody still does,
or even Felipe, baby. That's a good one.
Oh,
anyway, so it. For the first time, I'm just gonna keep talking over you guys. For the first time ever, Tora is hosting a legitimate 24 hours of Spa Francorchamps.
And it won't have a broken incident point.
Hopefully not. No,
iRacing. Anyway,
I mean, hopefully Xbox Live doesn't act up, which is a possibility, but so for those who are familiar with our endurance package here at Tora, we typically do the 8-hour version of a Spa endurance race, but this year, with us mixing up our endurances and mixing up the car lists, we're doing an actual like 24 hours Spa with just GT3 cars. We aren't splitting the cars up into the three categories that you see in the actual Spa race, so Pro, Pro-Am, and Am. We're just doing it one giant class just for simplicity, and because, frankly, we aren't the SRO, and we don't want to do driver ratings, because that's really difficult and time-consuming, and I don't get paid enough to do that.
And incredibly controversial as well.
Yes, that too. So the car list for this should surprise no one. We have the 2017 Aston Martin V12 Vantage GT3, the 2014 Audi R8 LMS Ultra, that poor, poor car that we keep using because we don't have a modern Audi, turn 10, please. The 2017 Bentley Continental GT3, the 2017 BMW M6 GTLM, the 2014 Ferrari 458 Italia GTLM, the 2014 Jaguar XK, the 2015 Lamborghini Huracan Super Trofeo, which is, you know, squint really hard, GT3, 2014 McLaren 12C GT3, the 2014 Mercedes SLS AMG GT3, and the 2017 Porsche 911 RSR. So, very much a GT3 based race. again, 24 hours. This will take place on on August 11th or 10th. Good grief. Apparently, I caught the heat brain from Matt. So, August 10th, typical endurance start time of 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern, 3 p.m. U.K. Yes, yes, that is correct. Sure to check it out on the forums. We've just opened registration last week, and we have many exciting entries this time, including some big FRC teams who have decided to come play with us. So that would be quite entertaining. There is a pertinent note about the cars for Spa. We are capping each car at 10 entries. So we only have 10 Aston Martins, 10 Bentleys, 10 Jags, etc. Just so we didn't end up with like an army of one type of car, which is what we typically see during an endurance, because everyone tries to pick the best car. And we just wanted to create some variety throughout the field. Mm-hmm. The car BOP is very close. I'm very happy with it this time. So be sure to check out the forums for more information about that. Also, this month we announced IndyCar's official return. Yay! I promised Lewis I would talk about this. we are using the newest 2019 IndyCars for this. More information about that on the forums. The calendar is quite entertaining this year. First of all, on Saturday, there is a media test session thing at VIR. The calendar starts in earnest on August 3rd at Long Beach, because what's an IndyCar series without Long Beach? And then we are about a bi-weekly schedule from then. So August 17th would be COTA, August 31st would be Indy Oval, because again, what's IndyCar without an Indy Oval race? Round four would be Sebring, and then Road America, then Homestead Oval. Round seven will be community vote, so be sure to check the forums for more information about that when it comes available. And
do not vote for Rio Mini.
Do not vote for Rio in general. And then round eight will finish off the series on November 9th with a Laguna Seca race in memoriam to Steve Tolgate, who we renamed our Jack Sears passing points thing for, who was a Toro racer who passed away a couple years ago. So that's IndyCar. There's still plenty of time to sign up for the series. A couple big names in there, a couple returning champions as well. So check out the forums for more information about that. Also this month, had a lot of series announcements and starts this month, is the next grassroots series, Trans Am. We've gone for a more modern theme this time instead of the late 60s, early 70s cars that we typically do. So you only have three choices for cars this time. The 2016 Camaro SS, the 2012 Challenger RT, and the 2007, I want to say, Shelby GT 500. We've already had one exciting round last week at Road America. A lot of close battling throughout the field. As we're finishing up, they're currently racing at Monster Race Laguna Seca in the European time slot. The Australian time slot already raced earlier in the day. These are my favorite types of cars to race, so I'm really enjoying the series. We do have a sprint and a feature race for both, just to kind of mix things up so we aren't doing the same formula over and over again, with the sprint race being based on qualifying and the feature race being the results of race one, but the grid it's flipped 50% through. So if there's 12 drivers in the lobby, place one through six get flipped. Anyway, there's still time to sign up for the America series later this evening, so be sure to check out the forums for more about that. Last week, as we finish off the show, I think we only have about 30 seconds or so left, maybe something like that. Just a reminder that our British GT race at Spa is taking place this weekend. So to be sure to check out the forums with that. We have long race of 28 laps total. Same typical thing, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock UK. Be sure to check out the forums for more information and balance performance changes, because we did have to change a couple of things around for Spa. And I believe I didn't miss anything. Anything you gentlemen want to add?
I'm banking.
As I just kind of surged through all that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah. No, there's lots of things. There's lots of to really look forward to in the next few weeks, which is obviously fantastic. I was going to say something I've completely forgotten. How professional is that?
Only the highest quality presenting here in the Tour Radio.
It's the heat. Dear Lord.
Any joy? You got it back?
No. After you, Jordan, you say something intensely interesting for a moment.
Be sure to keep an eye, dear viewers, on the Toro YouTube channel in the coming weeks. The Toro Test Track will be returning for its latest episodes. I haven't yet decided which of the two options I'm thinking of to do. Good chance it will be off-roading in Wales, though. So, yeah, keep an eye on the Toro YouTube channel for that.
Sounds highly likely. That actually reminded me, our friend Dan Austin's has produced two more videos. He showed me the other day, which I think are probably up on YouTube now. They're what if videos using his favourite car, the Aston Martin Vantage. What if British GT raced at ... and he's picked Knock Hill and I think either Anglesey or Pembrey. Obviously mods for different games. I think
both would be hilarious. I'd love to see Anglesey.
I think the Knock Hill one is actually legit in Project Cars 2. I think that's where he's tested that one. And I think the other one he's used the brand new shape Vantage from Competizione in Competizione or normal Assetto Corsa, but with the new car. And at either Pembrey or Anglesey, which would be just utterly stupid. So if you want to imagine what that is like, head over to his channel and give it a look. And we are very close to finishing, so blimey, what a month it has been. Hopefully it'll cool down for our August show.
Please, I beg
of you, bring me.
I've had enough.
I want 6 feet of snow soon, please.
Yes.
Speak for yourself.
Says he who actually gets it.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll swap.
Can I tease?
I'll be there eventually.
Can I tease one thing before we end?
Yeah, go on.
Next month we will have another endurance race announcement.
Ooh.
And it would be something that we have never done before.
Ooh, spooky! No,
I'm just gonna leave that right there.
So it's me racking my brain to think if I know about this, and then I go, "Yes, I do."
Honestly, I can't remember. You'll have to tell me after the show.
Anyway, I've been Matt Hunter, somehow maintaining structural integrity in this ridiculous heat. Ben Williams has been the glue that has kept this show together. And Jordan
Isn't
Groves,
that a scary thought?
I know. And Jordan Groves has been informative, yet silly. And on that...
Yes.
On that note, it's time to end the show. Thank you ever so much for listening, dear listener. We shall see you next month, same tour time, same RSL channel. Bye for now.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.